on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Craig Bolanos joins us now. He's the co-founder, wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you on a Wednesday. All sorts of excitement in markets, a little bit of a tech sell-off, people questioning AI enthusiasm, and of course, we'll hear all things Jackson Hole. We're not talking about skiing. We're talking about Fed policy at the end of the week.
Ooh, okay. Well, let's start with the fear of an AI bubble. What's driving the fears this week, Craig?
Oh, you know, I think it's the usual. Everyone's wondering that the hand is being overplayed. People fret a little bit about valuations. But by and large, there hasn't been any seminal news to yet fully challenge and fully disrupt the narrative that AI is transformative for non-technology companies. I think that's the whole message here that people need to continue to think about, is how artificial intelligence is going to improve the earnings, the efficacy of non-technology companies as we move through the phases of adoption in the next 1 to 3 years to come.
Well, Craig, I think a lot of people get that AI is going to be a part of the future for a bunch of other companies. Maybe they can run a little leaner and meaner. But I think the big question is, and we saw this when DeepSeek launched their model months ago, was the idea of, is America going to be the place for affordable and the best AI out there? And we saw DeepSeek come out and people freaked out. That sort of eased a bit. And I think that you said there's been no news. I think there's just still that underlying current, Craig, maybe a worry out there that we just do things too expensively here, too slowly here in terms of AI innovation. Do you feel that vibe or no?
Maybe that's a good way to frame the conversation. It's not people questioning the relevancy of AI. It's people questioning the spend to get the results. Because you're right, DeepSeek did cause a deep freak. That's a freak out in technology stocks when that came out earlier this year. That being said, you know, you are seeing repricing already throughout the industry in terms of enterprise software not being as valuable as it used to be. But John, I think there's just a little bit of seasonality here too. I mean, come on. How far has the market moved off of those April reactionary lows? Huge upside in May, big upside in June, big upside in July. Here we are in August. The market gets a little bit tired going into this part of the season. I think it's to be expected.
Yeah, we're all waiting for September. It's the dog days of summer, Craig. We're making up stuff here and selling when we don't really need to, maybe. But if you've got a little profit and you're looking forward to it, I'm sure these are conversations you have with a lot of your folks at VestGen Wealth Partners. Should I pull back a little bit? Do I need to take some money out of the stocks and put them in a little bit, quote-unquote, safer place? I mean, these are real conversations people are having every day when they look at their giant portfolios.
And our job at VestGen is to help people have discipline. That's discipline from an institutional expertise and background that can cause us to move past sentiment, move past emotion, and take definitive action. Because no one should be bailing on stocks, especially right now. But people should be looking to not be overextended. People should be looking to take some profits. People should be looking to rotate from some stocks that may have run up too hot in the last 90 days into those that are cheaper. And for those who want some help, because it's that active management in addition to the passive that's required to navigate markets like this. And it's not about just getting retired, John. It's about what?
Staying retired.
Staying retired, right? So we're going to do an ad on here. I can't have America and I can't have our listeners, which are really your listeners. No one needs to continue to survive. We want everyone to thrive. And that means you need strategies that are tested in the trenches. And if you like the dialogue I have with John, reach out and connect with us at VestGen Wealth Partners.
Absolutely. If you don't like this dialogue, I don't know what you're doing. This is why you're frequently here. You're on with John Williams, too. You know a lot about everything, including as we look west to Jackson Hole and the man who we follow, not only every word, every syllable, Craig Bolanos, Jerome Powell, and what he's going to say in Wyoming. This really carries some weight. I think people roll their eyes at it sometimes, but the markets are watching.
the markets are watching, and the Fed does carry a lot of weight because we all have to remember so much stimulus got printed. The Fed admittedly knew that being completely data dependent put them behind the curve and helped the inflation run way too hot. Now people are worried that they're too late in cutting rates. I don't think the Fed is too late in cutting rates. I think as long as they continue with the message that we'll get a rate cut in September, a follow-on act by the end of the year, this is good. And it was responsible, in my opinion, for the Fed to wait because we needed to see where tariffs were going to land, needed to see how this would play out. You didn't want to run the risk of a policy mistake when trade and tariff policy was so dynamic.
Greg, I want to bring up something I brought up right at the top of the show, and that is about the American consumer. I mean, like 70% of our wealth comes from what consumers do, right? So the stat that I saw today, the richest 10% of Americans, which this study put as earning $250,000 or more, now account for half of all consumer spending. 30 years ago, it was 38%. And that may not seem like a huge shift, but it is a big difference in terms of who is buying stuff. I don't know if that makes you more okay with the idea of the consumer is going to keep on consuming because it's largely been part of the people that have the money, or if that makes you worry that it's not, it's almost like stocks, the ones that are hot, and there hasn't been broad growth. Are you worried about the spread of consumer spending across income groups?
You know, Wall Street's going to be concerned about consumer spending. As a citizen of the United States, I'm going to be concerned about the concentration of spending reliant upon those with the most disposable income. You know, the antithesis or the reciprocal statement, John, is we had 67% of people back to school shopping prior to July for necessities. That tells me that there's a large swath of the population that is fearful of the tariffs, a large swath of the population that's being affected. And I do think that we need to broaden the wealth experience in this country if we're going to continue to have a stable base for stable continued growth. But that's going to be something I let the policymakers try to figure out how to do it. As far as investors go, you just care about the trend line. And the trend line is the consumer spending remains alive despite the spending happening from fewer and fewer select people.
Get retired, stay retired.com. Craig, as always, great to talk to you, my friend. We'll do it soon.
Sounds great, John. My best to you.
For sure. VestGen Wealth Partners. That's Craig Bolanos.